on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for the 10th of March. And today, Chuck Norris, the American actor and former world middleweight karate champion, is 80 years old.
And he's still got his natural hair colour as well. Amazing.
What?
Well, he's 80 years old and he's still got the same hair colour as he did when he was 30.
Don't speak out against the Norris. He's going to kick your ass, Gunners.
At 80, he probably still could.
Tom Scholz, the US guitarist and keyboard player of the band Boston, big hits like...
In fact, that was pretty much their only hit. Well, they did have another one with Amanda, but it wasn't as big.
Well, he's 73 anyway. Sharon Stone, the US actress, is 62. Nina Cherry, English vocalist and daughter of jazz trumpeter Don Cherry, is 56.
Of course, she had this hit. 7 seconds
away. Great song with Usain Nadua. Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex and the youngest member of the royal family, is 56. Craig Riddington, the Australian Iron Man, is also 56. Edie Brickell, the US singer, is 54. What I am is what I am, what you are. Timbaland, the US rapper, singer, producer and composer, had a number one hit in Australia with Apologise. It's too late to apologise. He's 49.
And finally for the birthdays today, Robin Thicke, the American-Canadian singer, today is 43. Now, coincidentally, on his birthday, he was also sued by Marvin Gaye's family for $7.3
million. Yeah, forced to fork it out. It was for this song.
Yep, he stole it and he had to pay for it.
That's hilarious. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first phone call and the first words spoken were to his assistant, John Watson, and he said, Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Really?
Yeah.
Not like... Hello, who's this?
No, just barking orders.
When do you think the first movie was ever made in Hollywood? What year?
Got to be early 1900s.
1910, actually.
Wow.
And it was called In Old California, the first movie released in Hollywood.
In 1965, The Odd Couple, written by Neil Simon, opened on Broadway.
William McMahon became Australia's 25th Prime Minister in 1971.
And in 1996, the Formula One Grand Prix returned to Melbourne.
Just a few things that happened on this day for the 10th of March.